need to get our own personal house in order. Starts there. Just as a soldier going through basic training would have to go through exercises and get his body trained to be up to the rest of what was to come. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Powerful. What we need to do is, if any one of those or more of those sins mentioned lives in you, even in part, get down on your knees in the quietness of your own home and ask God to help you. God is not shocked at your sin. He's seen it before. You can't tell God anything that he has not heard before, or anything that will shock him. But he really does love and care for you. And so in the quietness of your own home, ask God to help you. He is wanting to come along beside you, and he will gladly work with you to remove that from your life. And this is the first step, the cleaning stage. Now let me read again from Galatians, and this time I'm going to read one that may be one that is more popular. It's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit doesn't say fruits. In other words, these aren't you pick one and that's good for you and somebody else can have another one. It says the fruit, meaning you either have the fruit or you don't have the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. These are the things, the attributes, the values to fill your soul with. And you will again need to get down on your knees in the quietness of your own home and ask the God who loves you to help add these qualities to your daily life, to add the fruit of the Spirit to your daily life, and add the power to sustain you and sustain the fruit day by day. This is the filling stage. It's important that as you empty out the bad, you replace it with the best. Then I would say, next step, I would say live your life with integrity of faith. If you are really a follower of Jesus Christ and not just an onlooker, be brave and bold, but not purposefully offensive. And live out in your life the truth of the Holy Spirit. Be honest. And let others see your honesty rather than your cleverness. Be the best person in your profession or calling that you can possibly be. If you take a stand for things that are biblically mandated or alternatively biblically forbidden, be willing to be fined or jailed. Try and, if you are jailed, try and lead others in jail with you to Christ and use that time for profit for the Lord. Resist evil within the parameters of the law whenever you can. Resist evil beyond the parameters of the law when it is a law itself that is evil. And here, I would remember some of the laws in the 1870s through the 1960s here in the South. And we're all, many of us are of a sufficient age that we remember those days well. And vote and be active in the political process in ways that advance Christian values and concerns and that protect Christian conscience and witness. You are a Christian, a Christ man or a Christ woman, even before you are an American, even before you are a Democrat or a Republican, or even an Anglican. Speak and write as forcefully, intelligently, and persuasively as possible, as often as possible. Be a forceful, pleasant, respectful Christian, for only a strong person can be meek, as Jesus was. And pray. Wear out the knees of your trousers, praying. And intercede for our nation. We often say, God bless America, and that's true. But I pray that America would bless God. And finally, ask for the full power and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, as the early Christians did, and draw upon the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to endure and to prevail to the end. I believe this is how we should live in times such as this. In Jesus' name, amen. We need to get our own personal house in order. Starts there. Just as a soldier going through basic training would have to go through exercises and get his body trained to be up to the rest of what was to come. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Powerful. What we need to do is, if any one of those or more of those sins mentioned lives in you, even in part, get down on your knees in the quietness of your own home and ask God to help you. God is not shocked at your sin. He's seen it before. You can't tell God anything that he has not heard before, or anything that will shock him. But he really does love and care for you. And so, in the quietness of your own home, ask God to help you. He is wanting to come along beside you and he will gladly work with you to remove that from your life. And this is the first step, the cleaning stage. Now let me read again from Galatians, and this time I'm going to read one that may be one that is more popular. It's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit doesn't say fruits. In other words, these aren't you pick one and that's good for you and somebody else can have another one. It says the fruit, meaning you either have the fruit or you don't have the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. These are the things, the attributes, the values to fill your soul with. And you will again need to get down on your knees in the quietness of your own home and ask the God who loves you to help add these qualities to your daily life, to add the fruit of the Spirit to your daily life, and add the power to sustain you and sustain the fruit day by day. This is the filling stage. It's important that as you empty out the bad, you replace it with the best. Then I would say, next step, I would say live your life with integrity of faith. If you are really a follower of Jesus Christ and not just an onlooker, be brave and bold, but not purposefully offensive. And live out in your life the truth of the Holy Spirit. Be honest and let others see your honesty rather than your cleverness. Be the best person in your profession or calling that you can possibly be. If you take a stand for things that are biblically mandated or alternatively biblically forbidden, be willing to be fined or jailed. If you are jailed, try and lead others in jail with you to Christ and use that time for profit for the Lord. Resist evil within the parameters of the law whenever you can. Resist evil beyond the parameters of the law when it is a law itself that is evil. And here, I would remember some of the laws in the 1870s through the 1960s here in the South. And we're all, many of us are of a sufficient age that we remember those days well. And vote and be active in the political process in ways that advance Christian values and concerns and that protect Christian conscience and witness. You are a Christian, a Christ man or a Christ woman, even before you are an American, even before you are a Democrat or a Republican, or even an Anglican. Speak and write as forcefully, intelligently, and persuasively as possible, as often as possible. Be a forceful, pleasant, respectful Christian, for only a strong person can be meek, as Jesus was. And pray. Wear out the knees of your trousers, praying. And intercede for our nation. We often say, God bless America, and that's true. But I pray that America would bless God. And finally, ask for the full power and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, as the early Christians did, and draw upon the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to endure and to prevail to the end. I believe this is how we should live in times such as this. In Jesus' name, amen.